Yeah.
Senator Bible, sir.
Hello.
President, how are you?
Alan, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine.
Now, you know, I'm not calling you about any business, but something much more important. I just found that my old friend from the Senate days has just had a birthday.
Well, that's true.
Is that right?
That's right.
Well, I want to wish you the best. Hope you have many happy returns.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. Coming from a president of the United States, that's high on.
Well, you know, after all, you're the senator from my wife's state, and she would never forgive me unless I called you.
Oh, you're wonderful.
How are you feeling?
Are you taking care of your health now?
Right. As a matter of fact, today I'm here in the office. You know, there's a lot of stuff piles up, but I get all the odds and many things done, and I just had a long meeting with Connolly on various things. And I'll go up to Camp David this afternoon. I'm going to watch the UCLA-USC football game. That's my relaxation. I watch football.
Well, great. You're going up to the game tomorrow. That's going to be a good one.
No, I've got to listen to that.
Listen to it.
No, I won't go. You know, when you go to it, it's too much of an effort for those poor folks that have to cover you.
Yeah, well, it is. You obviously have to have okay. Well, I appreciate your calling me, and
good.
It's very kind of you. I compliment myself, and we're very proud of the fact that you've got a wonderful little wife who comes from a great old Ely area of so that's great.
Well,
Mr. President, I appreciate it a great deal. I want to say just one other thing.
Sure.
On the tube in front of that AFL-CIO, and even though I'm not of your same faith, judgment, they people admire a guy that goes into the lion's den.
Well, sure, you have to do it.
Some discourtesies.
And they didn't.
If I were to vote, I would say you came out topside on that.
They didn't bother me. Thank you.
But I think
you know, I had an interesting thing that just came in. I just saw something here. Here's a call. They've had a 1,002 wires already, but here's an interesting one from Mrs. Lou Gehrig.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, your admirable courage toward the rudeness of Mr. Meany and followers was wonderful to see on TV today. It's a tough ball game. Keep slugging. Now, isn't that interesting?
Yeah, by God, that's a general reaction.
I've never met Mrs. Gehrig, but it's a rather nice thing for her to do.
Well, you saw her husband play baseball.
Oh, boy, and he was a great one.
Well, Mr. President, thank you very much for calling me.
Good to talk to you.
Okay. Bye. Thank you.